I also do it because the first reading of the story, which probably happens when you're at school, is a strange one. It comes with so much expectation. You're almost observed while you read it for the first time, or you hear it for the first time, and teachers or priests or will be watching you to see your reaction. How are you receiving this story? And they'll question you about it, and you're instantly under the spotlight. So you become very self-conscious when you first read the story. As I got older and started reading it because I wanted to, or because I'd stumbled across it, or because I'd seen a painting that inspired me to have a look at the story again, or I've just seen some of the text on a poster or wherever, you're reading it quietly on your own, and you discover new things, very personal things that are understandings based upon your own experience in life. And when you start being able to bring those into a rehearsal room and really start unpacking those and sharing those experiences with other people, and you find that you're in the company of people who have also had a similar experience with a story, and there isn't a spotlight on you. You're not expected to have a certain reaction to a certain scene or a certain part of the scripture or the whole story, that you can explore it and you can learn from it and you can be nourished by it in the company of like-minded people or people who have got very, very different views about the story. Suddenly it becomes a very exciting and far-reaching piece of literature, echo from the past, historical document. It's all these things. I think I've worked as a painter for much of my life, and painting offers something. But when you act something out, it's a completely different experience. We can talk about that some other time, but it offers a completely different experience, and I haven't chosen to keep acting. I haven't chosen to keep playing Jesus or direct these stories or write these stories. I get invitations from people that are just as keen to explore and to experience. Full stop.